चैप्टर 19 टेस्ट एग्जामिनेशन एंड इवैल्यूएशन इन इंग्लिश टीचिंग। टेस्टिंग एग्जामिनिंग एंड इवैल्यूएटिंग द लर्निंग ऑफ पुपिल्स आर एसेंशियल इन अ टीचिंग लर्निंग प्रोसेस। दे आर नॉट ओनली बेनिफिशियल टू द लर्नर बट आल्सो टू द टीचर्स। दे आर ऑल द मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट मोर लर्निंग इंग्लिश because English is not only a foreign language but also a different one. Although some have demanded to eliminate test examination and evaluations, yet their need is undebatable due to the following reasons. First, test examination and evaluation helps in promoting pupils from one class to another. Second, they get students acquainted with their rate of knowledge. Third, merit scholarship can be given on their B's. Fourth, they help in giving admission on the basis of merit. Fifth, teachers can eliminate individual difficulties by knowing them through testing, examining and evaluating. Sixth, they are a source of motivation for studies. Seventh, teachers can know about the appropriateness of their method of teaching by results and can bring a change in the method if needed. Eight, in learning, the teacher has to relate the new knowledge with the already acquired knowledge of students. For this, he must know their state of knowledge, which he can know through test. Ninth, for the selection of good and efficient teachers, their merit in various examination is needed. 10. At the time of the promotion of teachers, their results are considered for the examinations are necessary. 11. Results of test examinations and evaluation determine the standard of a college. 12. Guardians too are benefited by test examinations and evaluations. They can know through these the rate of progress of their wards. 13. They are also necessary in curriculum construction because only by knowing the result, the standard of a class can be decided. Heading: Test and Examinations. Although some use tests and examinations interchangeably, both differ in meaning and functions. Test is a shorter term, whereas examination is a broader one. Examination has a greater role to play than test. The word test has been derived from testum, a Latin word, testum, T-E-S-T-U-M, used to be an earthen pot which was used during the Middle Ages to test if minerals put into it had gold in them. In the same manner, tests are to find out if the students have learnt what they had been taught. In other words, tests are the answer to this question, inverted comma open, I had told you this, do you understand, inverted comma close. The word examine has been derived from the Latin word examen, E-X-A-M-E-N, examen. Examen is the pointer or the tongue of a balance. It indicates by its movement whether the weight in one pan is equal to the standard weight put in the other pan. In the same way, examinations are to know whether the child has acquired or reached a certain standard of knowledge. In other words, examinations are the answers to the questions put to students, inverted comma open. This is the standard. Have you reached it? Inverted comma close. Tests are taken weekly, fortnightly, monthly. Examinations are taken only after a term or session, as after 3 or 6 months or a whole year. Heading: Characteristics of a good test and examinations. Tests and examinations are very important, so they should be designed properly. In designing them, the following characteristics should be kept in mind. First, tests and examinations must take into account the aims or objectives of teaching English. Second, they should ask questions to students only what has been taught. Third, they should be not very easy and not very difficult. Fourth, the answers to questions should not be very long. Fifth, clear instructions should be given to students. Sixth, the scoring system should be fair as well as easy. Professor Samarne, Samarne, says, inverted comma open, in marking test, objective marking should be used as far as possible, inverted comma close. Seventh, they should have reliability and validity. Eight, questions should be arranged in order to relative importance. Ninth, on important topics, more questions should be set. 10. Questions should proceed from simple to complex. Heading: Types of question in test and examinations. In test and examinations of English, the following 3 types of question are asked. First, essay type. Second, short type. Third, objective type. First, heading: Essay type questions. The answer of essay type questions are long, like an essay. The forms of questions are mostly as follow. First, write the meaning of prose and poetry with explanation. Second, write critical description of a prose passage. Third, write an essay. Fourth, express your own views on some lesson. Fifth, translate the passage. Sixth, write the main idea of the passage in your own words. Seventh, compare the views of first passage with the second passage. These types of questions have the following advantages. First, they are easy to construct. Second, they help in measuring the higher mental abilities such as imagination and reasoning. Third, they facilitate language development. Fourth, they give opportunity to pupils to express their views. But essay type questions have been subjected to much criticism due to their following demerits. First, essay type questions cannot be asked from the whole course. Second, there is individuality in giving marks to answer of essay type questions. A teacher gives 50% marks to one answer. Another teacher may give as much as 80% marks to the same answer. Third, they have very low reliability, as pointed out by Dr. Ballard, B-A-L-L-A-R-D, Ballard, inverted comma open. No one doubts the instruction in composition as part of the school curriculum in English. But in view of the evidence as to the unreliability of essay questions as part of the examinations, hesitation is felt in recommending the inclusion of such questions, inverted comma close. Fourth, they emphasize more on long answers than on correct answers. Second, heading, short answer type. Short answers are given to such types of questions. Example, write definitions, questions on grammar, and comprehensive questions. Third, objective type questions. Objective type questions have the following characteristics. First, Answer of questions are definite and very short. Answer are given in one or two words. Second, there is objectivity in marking answers of objective type questions. Third, there is less possibility of copying the answer. But these types of questions have the following demerits. First, no attention is given to language. Second, the setting of paper with objective type questions is difficult. Third, they need much paper and money for printing. Fourth, there are much chances of giving answers with guess. Objective type questions are of the following types. A. Recall questions. Example, who is the writer of blank poem? B. Completion questions, as Dinu went to blank to purchase blank. C. True or false question, which item is true and which one is false? First, Jawaharlal Nehru was born in 1954. Second, Jawaharlal Nehru was the first Prime Minister of India. D. Multiple choice questions. Which answer is correct? Grapes means blank, sab, santra, angur. E. Matching questions. Pair the following. A. Beautiful, small, day, pleaser. List B. Big, misery, ugly, night. Since both essay and objective type questions have merits as well as demerits, it is suggested that a test or examination in English should have all the three types of questions. Professor C.S. Bhandari and others have expressed this view. An examination at the secondary school level should aim at a fair and consistent estimate of the pupils' command of the essentials of the language. So, in every examination question paper, there should be a judicious combination of A. Objective type questions, B. Questions requiring short answers, and C. Essay type questions. Heading: Types of test and examinations in English. There are two types of test and examinations in English. First, traditional or essay type. In these types of test and examinations, all the questions are of essay types. These have all those merits and demerits which essay type questions have. These days, they have been subjected to much criticism. According to Benjamin, the traditional essay type questions of examination has been found rather unsatisfactory, and its limitations are well known. Scientific investigations have proved that these examinations are frustrating the extremely unreliable for the evaluation of pupils' achievement and abilities. Second, new type. These types of test and examinations have all objective and short answer questions. They are called new because they remove some of the demerits of the traditional type test and examinations. They have all those merits and demerits which objective type questions have. New type test and examinations are of two types, A. Oral and B. Written. A. Oral test and examinations. These are intended to test, first, reading, second, comprehension, and third, expression. Some of the various devices used to test these are follows. Reading. The teacher asks student to read a passage on one by one. He himself notes their pronunciation, stress, speed, and intonation. Heading: Comprehension. First, auditory comprehension. The teacher reads a passage and asks questions on that. Dr. Lado, L-A-D-O, he's constructed a test of auditory comprehension in English. Second, reading comprehension. The teacher asks students to read silently or loudly a passage of prose and then ask some questions on that passage. Third, picture comprehension. The teacher shows a picture to the students and then asks many questions based on the picture. Fourth, story comprehension. The teacher relates a story before students and then asks some questions on that story. Expression. Azard, A-G-A-R-D, Azard and Dunkett, D-U-N-K-E-T. Azard and Dunkett have pointed three levels of expression in speech. They are A. Ability to report a single simple act or situation in precise words. B. Ability to express a sequence of ideas fluently. And C. Ability to converse. Expression test can be taken as follow. First, the teacher performs some questions. He asks questions student to describe them. For instance, he closes the door and asks student to describe this action in English. Second, the teacher shows a picture and asks student to describe it. Third, the teacher asks some general questions. Example, what is your name? Where do you live? How do you like your school? What is honesty? Fourth, the teacher gives a topic and asks student to speak a few sentences on that. Heading, advantages of oral test and examinations. First, they test the ability of students to express themselves orally. Second, they test the pronunciation of students. Third, they test the reading skill of students. Fourth, they prepare students to face interviews in future. Fifth, they help students in building personalities. Sixth, they test the understanding of English spoken and writing by students. Heading, disadvantages of oral test and examinations. First, there is no place for writing in oral test and examinations. Second, they are time consuming, so they prove very inconvenient for a class with huge strength. Third, there is subjectivity in marking. Fourth, the conference on the teaching of English in schools held at Delhi in 1963 observed, although it was essential to assess oral achievement, the systematic testing of spoken English at the school stage involved so many original problems that the difficulties in this direction seemed to be insurmountable. B. Written test and examinations. Written test and examinations are meant to test as following. First, vocabulary. Second, language study. Third, composition. Fourth, comprehension. And fifth, translation. First, vocabulary. Vocabulary testing consists of, first, spelling of words and phrases. Second, meanings of word and phrases. Third, uses of words and phrases. Fourth, building new words and phrases. For testing spelling, the teacher can ask these questions. Correct the spelling of the following. Table, chair, orange. Write the correct word in the space. The blank is fine day, weather or weather. The blank jumped on the man, lion, loin. Add ing to the following words: go, put, sit, come. For testing meanings of the words and phrases, the following questions can be asked. Give the meaning of the following: sky, banana, start, use. Give the antonyms of the following: good, day, honest. Give the synonyms of the following: happy, beautiful. Select the correct word which has been defined in the sentence. 7 days one after another, week, month, or year. Incidents related in a chronological way, biography or history. A.F. Watts has developed a test of this type to test the meanings of words and phrases. Select the correct meaning of the following: apple, santra, amrud, sev, anar. Dr. H.C. Sinha has constructed a vocabulary test for classes 10th, 11th, and 12th. Students have to give the nearest meaning in Hindi of an English word. In order to get students, make use of words and phrases. The following types of questions should be asked. Use the following words in sentences: man, men. People, boy, girl. Add a or an before school, college, apple. Substitute the word beautiful with another suitable word: beautiful day, beautiful scene. For building new words or and phrases, the following question can be asked. Make a new word from each of these: apple, work. Give the two words starting from this. Second, language study. Language study involves the testing of sentence pattern and construction, and second, grammar. These sentence pattern and construction can be tested by the following: first, substitution tables; second, use of tense; third, use of genders; fourth, completion of sentences; fifth, changing sentences into negative, positive, and interrogative; sixth, changing sentences into direct or indirect speech; seventh, changing simple sentences into compound or complex sentence; eighth, changing the voice passive or active; ninth, correcting the wrong order of words. The grammar can be tested by asking: first, to find nouns, verbs, etc. of a sentence; second, to find object, subject, and predicate of a sentence; third, to find participle and gerund of a sentence; fourth, to change the narration; and fifth, to change the voice; third, composition. For this, the questions should be framed on the following lines. First, writing a few sentences expressing an idea. Second, developing a story from the keywords. Third, writing a story. Fourth, writing letters. Fifth, writing applications. Sixth, writing essays. The making on a composition should not be by total impression, it should be by categories. Hartog, Rhodes, and Burt had marked composition in an experiment in the following manner: category. First, quantity, quality, and control of ideas, mark 50. Second, vocabulary, mark 15. Third, grammar and pronunciation, mark 15. Fourth, structure of sentences, mark 10. Fifth, spelling, mark 5. Sixth, handwriting, mark 5. Total 100. Fourth, comprehension. Testing of comprehension is important because it tests intelligence and vocabulary along with comprehension. As pointed out by F.G. French, inverted comma open, it is difficult to separate test incomprehension of a given passage from text in vocabulary. For obviously, that pupils will be better equipped to answer a test who has the larger vocabulary to draw upon. Again, comprehension is, of course, closely linked. A general intelligence and a comprehension test is also a test of intelligence. Inverted comma close. Following types of questions can be asked to test comprehension. First, write the names of the authors of blank. Second, explain the following passage with reference to construct. Third, explain the meaning of these words. Fourth, give the central idea of the lesson. Fifth, what lesson do you get from the poem? Sixth, who is the hero of the story? Seventh, what did the hero say when he was rebuked by his mother? Eighth, give a suitable title to the following passage. Fifth, translation. Passages in Hindi can be got translated into English or vice versa. Main heading, evaluation. The concept of evaluation was introduced by B.S. Bloom in India and CERT organized seminars on evaluation in Delhi, Mumbai, Hyderabad, and many other places. The concept of evaluation is also applicable to the teaching of English. Evaluation is a gradual and continuous process. According to J.W. Wrightstone, inverted comma open, evaluation is a new technical term introduced to design a more comprehensive concept of measurement, inverted comma close. There are four following steps in evaluation. They are also applicable to the teaching of English. First, determining the educational objectives. Second, organizing learning experiences to change the behavior of pupils according to the educational objectives. Third, measurement of the behavioral change. Fourth, referring the measurement of educational objectives to see if the behavioral change was according to the objectives. The objectives of teaching English have been discussed in a previous chapter. Organizing the learning experience and behavioral change, there should be objective-based lesson planning. For the management of the behavioral change, the following devices are used. First, observation. Second, interviews. Third, questionnaire. Fourth, checklist. Fifth, creative words, example, students, paintings, poems. And sixth, examinations with objective test items. This can be oral and written. The oral and written examinations contain objective test items. Example, test item 1, objective knowledge, specification, discrimination, topic, element of knowledge. Subtopic, sentence structure, mark 1, direction, fill in the gaps. I, gap, going to the market. I met blank, one old friend of mine. Test item 2, objective, knowledge, specification, recognition, topic, elements of languages. Subtopic, vocabulary, mark 1, direction, guava is a blank, A, cereal, B, vegetable, C, fruit. The teacher should present a complete test by preparing a blueprint which gives the rationale and the planning of the test. An outline of a blueprint is as follow. Blueprint for the unit test. Objective, knowledge, skill application. Form of item contents. ESO, ESO, ESO. Elements of language. test book content, reading, writing, etc. Total item marks. Note: E is equal to essay type, S is equal to short answer type, and O is equal to objective types. After the measurement of behavioral change, it should be determined whether the said objectives have been achieved or not. In this way, evaluation is long, continuous, and qualitative process.